Good afternoon, friends. This is Stephen White, conductor on the music staff of the Metropolitan Opera. Welcome to this week's Met Preview on WVTF Music. Premiered in January of 1853, Verdi's Il Trovatore, The Troubadour, immediately became one of the composer's most popular works. Within just 3 years of its first performance, over 200 different productions were mounted worldwide. Similar in style to Rigoletto, written immediately before Trovatore, and La Traviata, which came immediately after, Il Trovatore is a thrilling embodiment of everything that defines the panache and bravura of Verdi's middle period style. Luxurious long vocal lines underpinned by relentless and rousing rhythmic propulsion. That was the first act trio in which the baritone Count de Luna accosts Manrico, the tenor, and Leonora, our soprano. Those two have fallen in love, and the jealous de Luna swears that Manrico will die. It must be said that the plot of Il Trovatore is famous for being among the most difficult in all of opera to decipher. Indeed, much of the plot development takes place between the acts. But central to the storyline is a hard-working band of gypsies, whom Verdi introduces with this memorable music. The role of Azucena, Manrico's gypsy mother, is as powerful a vehicle for a mezzo-soprano as any you'll find. Here is one of the great American mezzo-sopranos of our time, Dolores Zajac, singing the chilling aria Stride la Vampa, revisiting her awful past in which an unspeakable act of violence by fire haunts her every waking thought. See? The tenor role of Manrico is exceptionally difficult, largely because the extreme vocal challenges have to support an almost Puccini-esque emotional outpouring. In the last century, nobody met these challenges more spectacularly than Franco Corelli. Here is Así Ben Mío, in which he promises Leonora, at the moment they are about to be married, that if destiny determines that I'll be struck down in battle, my last thoughts will be of you. This is truly some of the most ardent singing you'll ever hear. This is the Weekly Met Preview on WVTF Music. I'm Stephen White. As they're walking into the chapel to be married, Manrico gets news that strikes him like a thunderbolt. His mother has been captured by De Luna and awaits execution. Manrico is nearly delirious with rage and vengeance. Leaving Leonora at the altar, he calls his men to arms and rushes off to save his mother. Here again is Franco Corelli with Di Quella Pira, an operatic tour de force unmatched in its awe-inspiring and heroic testosterone.
Thank you.
After our being witness to such strength of determination and resolve, it strikes us as almost unbelievable that Di Luna could actually defeat Manrico and his forces in battle. But that's exactly what happens. As he is being held in prison with his mother, Leonora comes to the prison walls while the Miserere is being intoned. Leonora sings out her despair while Manrico, ever the troubadour, pours out his love for her from within the prison tower. Do not forget me, Leonora. Farewell. Here now is Aprile Milo and Placido Domingo. Tomorrow's broadcast will be led by one of the Met's favorite conductors, Marco Armiliato. We're also fortunate to have the great Korean tenor Yong-hun Lee singing the role of Manrico. Italian soprano Maria Agresta will sing Leonora. Mezzo-soprano Anita Rachvelishvili from the Republic of Georgia will sing Azucena. And American baritone Quinn Kelsey will be our bad guy, Il Conte di Luna. You can hear Il Trovatore live tomorrow at 1 p.m. right here on WVTF Music. And I hope you'll join me next Friday as we explore one of opera's most endearing romantic comedies, Donizetti's L'Elisir d'Amore, The Elixir of Love. I'm Stephen White, reminding you that Virginia is for lovers of great opera.
Stephen White made his debut at the Metropolitan Opera in 2010 and has conducted a number of Met performances. He also continues a long-standing relationship with Opera Roanoke as principal guest conductor and will conduct two performances of La Bohème in Roanoke in April 2018.